Chapter 11. Volunteering.
You look nice,
Naomi says as she walks into the room.
Are you seeing your dad tonight?
Yeah, I say. My dad is taking me to dinner. We're going to an Italian restaurant. It's been a couple of months since Dad stopped living with us, but we talk on the phone a lot. This is the first time that we'll see each other. I'm excited to see him. I don't ever do things with just my dad, because Mom is always there. But not anymore. My life is really changing.
Oh, Aunt Kitty, Naomi says suddenly.
I wanted to ask you. I want to go and volunteer at an event next week, but it's in East Los Angeles. Can you drive me?
Your mom will be proud of you for wanting to volunteer, says Mom.
Yes, it's really cool, says Naomi. You should come and volunteer too, Aunt Kitty. People volunteer at the event to give help to people who need it. I keep trying to tell my mom that the Black Panther Party does lots of good things, but
the Panther Party, Mom says loudly. They have guns. They're not good people. They just make trouble.
They don't make trouble, Naomi says. They only want to help. Don't listen to what the news says about them.
No, I don't like them or their guns, says Mom. No, Naomi, you can't go to the event.
But
Naomi looks like she's going to cry.
We hear a car outside. I look at Mom.
That's your dad, she says. Have fun, Stevie. And here, take these letters. They're for your dad.
Okay. Bye, Naomi, I say. Naomi runs past me silently and up the stairs to her room. Dad's car doesn't smell very nice, and there are clothes on the back seat. I hand him the letters that Mom gave me.
Are you living in your car? I ask.
Yes, he says. This is my home for now.
He opens a letter, looks at it, and then throws it to me.
What is it?
I ask.
It looks like a letter from your swim teacher, he says.
Oh no. I stopped going to my swim classes last summer because I wasn't very good at it, and I was scared of being in the deep end of the pool. Jennifer and Trina were able to swim in the big pool, but I had to swim in the pool with the younger children. I hated it. Classes are starting again soon, but I don't want to go back.
Dad?
Yes, Stevie?
I have something to tell you. I start talking, but then I can't stop. And I tell him everything. I stop going to swim classes because I'm not very good at it. And I'm scared. And I don't want to swim with the babies. I want to swim with Jennifer, but Jennifer doesn't even like me anymore. She's friends with Trina. And I don't have any friends.
That's a big secret for one person to keep and not share with anyone,
Dad says.
Do you want me to tell your mom for you?
Aren't you angry at me for lying? I ask.
No, he says. But I don't want us to have any more secrets. Do you understand?
Yes, Dad. The Italian restaurant isn't as nice as the restaurants that Dad usually takes Mom to, but it smells delicious. I want to eat everything on the menu. I sit down at our table and look at Dad. He's thinner than the last time I saw him. His hair is longer, and he looks tired. I know that he misses Mom, and I think that he misses me too. Will you and Mom ever live together again? I ask. For a moment, Dad doesn't say anything. Then he gives me a small smile.
I think that you should ask your mom that question. It's for her to decide, not me.
He puts his fork down and then says,
I'm sorry about the tape recorder. It wasn't good for me to record our phone calls. I need to say sorry to Naomi, too. But you listen to me, Stevie. Your mom loves you, and so do I. Nothing is gonna change there. Do you understand?
I nod, and my smile feels real. Mom wakes me up with a big smile. Get up! It's the first day of summer vacation, and I'm taking you and Naomi out to lunch. I jump out of bed and start to put my clothes on. When I go into the kitchen, Mom is speaking on the phone, but she's not smiling anymore. And she didn't say where she was going. She has one hand on her head. Jimmy? Who is Jimmy? Mom listens to the person on the phone. Okay, thank you. She puts the phone down and looks at me. That was Sandra. Naomi stayed at hers last night, but then left at 6 this morning with someone called Jimmy. Do you know anyone called Jimmy, Stevie? Oh no. Did Naomi run away with Jimmy? No. Naomi doesn't run away anymore. I don't know what to tell Mom. I remember what Dad said.
I don't want us to have any more secrets.
But I know that Naomi will be angry at me for telling Mom about Jimmy.
I'll have to call her Mom, says Mom.
Think, Stevie, think. Then I remember. Mom! I shout before she can call Aunt Flo. I know where Naomi is. She hasn't run away.
Where is she, Stevie?
I run into Naomi's room and find a flyer on her desk, and then I run back into the kitchen. Look! I say as I give Mom the flyer. She's at the Black Panthers event. Do you remember? She wanted to volunteer at it. Mom nods. It's today, I say. The field is filled with men and women and boys and girls of every age. There are people singing on stage, people dancing in the crowd, and children sat on the grass, eating food. I can smell chicken and other delicious food. I look through the crowd to see if I can see Naomi, but it's impossible. How will we find her? I ask.
We will, says Mom.
She holds my hand tightly.
Stay with me. I don't want to lose you too.
We walk through the crowd, and Mom says,
Excuse me, do you know a girl called Naomi?
To everyone that we pass. But nobody knows her, and I'm starting to worry. Then I see my cousin walking across the field. She's carrying a large plate of food.
Mom, it's Naomi, I shout.
Mom drops my hand and runs across the field.
Naomi,
she calls. Naomi stops walking as she sees Mom.
I'm sorry, Aunt Kitty, she says.
I've never seen Naomi look so small before.
No, you're not, says Mom. You're just doing what you want to do. You lied to me, and you didn't listen to me.
I'm sorry.
Mom shakes her head.
I can't believe anything that you say now.
Suddenly, Jimmy walks up to Mom.
Mrs. Morrison, my name is Jimmy. I know that you're angry with Naomi, but you should be angry with me.
Naomi decided to come here, says Mom. And I don't know who you are. This is something that my niece and I need to talk about. Please, Aunt Kitty, Naomi says. You think that the Black Panthers are bad, but they're not. Just look around, please. Mom doesn't stop looking at Naomi, but I look around. I can't see what's so bad about the Black Panthers. Everyone looks happy here. This is important to me, Aunt Kitty, Naomi says. I want to help people. Please, can I stay just until the end of the event? Please? Mom finally looks around. Is she seeing what I'm seeing, too? Fine, she says. She takes the plate out of Naomi's hand. But we're going to stay and volunteer with you. Naomi smiles. Thank you, Aunt Kitty.